Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world, get buckled because this is Youth Station. We are here to entertain you for some minutes. Well, if you're standing, then sit in a cozy place and be careful. We're going to have some very interesting stuff for you today. This is IRB English Radio. I am here as your host. This is Asma speaking to you.
And I'm also here. My name is Mandy, as usual. Thanks for having me.
Of course. The pleasure is all mine.
And I'm very welcome over here.
What would you do to the world? What are the things you wish you could do to the world? But still, you can't. I promise you can't. But then tell me, what are the things you wish to do in order to change the world? Do you think this world needs changing?
No, it's fixed? All right.
It's all right?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
How come? From which angle are you looking at the world?
Like in a positive manner or a negative manner?
Whatever you wish
like,
to say.
If I want to make the world better or do I want to make it worse? Well, if I wanted to make it worse, I'd make another Trump.
If I wanted to make it better. I would compel people in a way that there would be no war. There would be no fighting between a family or two, between neighbors, between societies, between countries. You know, war is a very bad thing. Yeah. I would omit that from people's language, from all the dictionaries in the world.
Yeah, but what about population, right? If there's no war, then wouldn't the world be overpopulated? People have to die.
Oh, so you mean that they are doing that? They're doing good for us by creating new wars.
No, I didn't say that. You said that.
No, what I deduced from what you said was that war is a good thing because that would moderate the population.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just...
Yes, you said it.
No, you see, that's the problem with people. Man, why? I never said that. It was a question.
Mm-hmm.
That if there's no war, then they would be overpopulation. Would it not?
Still, there is death. There is cancer. There is this newcomer that has been killing us all over the world. Coronavirus is everywhere. So still, we could die. Don't worry about the population.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If there is no war, still there is death.
Right. So you'd remove war from the world.
I remove war.
But you'll keep cancer.
I wish I could change that, of course.
Okay.
You know, when I was a student at a school, I wished to be a doctor in order to find a drug, something.
Oh,
a miracle.
Well, there are so many drugs. Why would you want to be a doctor to find a drug?
No, for a specific disease. I wanted to find that for my grandfather because he was suffering from cancer. And I loved to change the world in a way that he could never die. But unfortunately, he died,
and I never became
a doctor. And there's still no drug to heal people who are suffering from cancer.
That's actually controversial, to be honest. Like, the people say that there is a cure for cancer, but certain people are not allowing it to be spread. But yeah, that's another issue.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But it's, as I said, it's a theory. Yeah,
but so, I wish there was a drug for people who are suffering from sickness. Still, what you mentioned is going to be true then, the story of overpopulation. Because if cancer is not going to kill us, and if war is not going to kill us, and if there is no coronavirus, then how are we going to die?
No, there's plenty ways to die, you know.
Death is very clever.
What I would do is make people want to gain knowledge.
More knowledgeable people you want.
Yeah. If people go after knowledge, I think that would ultimately lead to solving a lot of our problems that we face.
Which is going to fulfill one of my other wishes. That is, I wish people to stop being superficial. I wish they go into an ocean, but don't dive only for 2 centimeters of that ocean. I would love them to dig deeper sink in that ocean.
Yeah, you want to kill people. Yeah.
No, they would learn how to dive.
And dive.
I'm teaching them how to dive.
Yeah.
And to learn more about people before you judge them, before you wish to control them, whatever like that.
So the first thing that I do was knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing
Controlling the population.
Why would I do something so horrific? Oh, my God. No. No.
Thank God no angel is listening to us right now.
I'm sure they are. I am sure they are. The first thing is knowledge. The second thing that I would do is... It does come back to knowledge, but it's sort of a... offshoot of knowledge is that I would make people and myself aware of consequences of every thought, word, and action that I perform, think, or do, you know.
And is it going to change a lot in the world?
Yeah, it's going to change a lot. Some people might use it for their own benefit, negative agendas, but yeah, if everyone has this, people would
You'd better wish there's no devil in the world, satanic thought in the world.
No, if people are aware, first off, people have knowledge, right? And then people are aware of the outcome or the consequences of their actions, ultimately it is going to weaken the negative agendas or the devil, Satan, or Shaitan, or whatever you name it, it's going to weaken it, because wisdom does break a lot of chains. You know?
Why people love making wishes?
Why do people
Where that come from? Why do we love making so many wishes?
I don't.
I have an imagination that is so powerful, and it has many things in it, and it wishes to do millions of things, though I know they're not going to come into reality.
Yeah, which is why they're wishes, yeah.
We are hopeful, so we have wishes. If I'm not hopeful, then I won't have wishes. Still, I'm not disappointed with the world. That's why I'm wishing.
You know.
I know that they're not going to be true.
For example, someone who's completely hopeless,
right?
Absolutely hopeless. Does he not have a wish?
They don't wish.
No, they do wish. A wish is there.
So hope is the last thing that dies. Still, they're hopeful.
So? No, someone has no hope whatsoever. Right?
If there is no hope, there is no wish.
No. Someone might not have hope, but they still do have wishes. Look, someone who's absolutely hopeless, someone who wants to die, for example, wanting to die is a wish.
So you consider that as a wish, wishing to die.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's a wish.
So I guess we're talking about good wishes.
Good wishes.
So a hopeless person would never have a good wish.
A hopeless person would not have a good
wish. They would just want to die, right?
A hopeless person would not have a good wish. No, why not?
So wishes come out of hope.
Why? Look, this guy lost his arms. A person who's lost his eyes, a person who's lost his arms and legs, right? And he is stuck in a desert where no one's going to come to him.
It was such a bad situation.
Yeah, wow, why would I do that to people? Yeah. Why would I even imagine, why would I do this to a person,
such a
even
scary
if he's
image
in my imagination?
For us.
Wow, talk about being creative, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this guy's hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
absolutely hopeless. He's hopeless, but he wishes that...
No, you're making a mistake. He does not wish. He is still hopeful that there might be a person who would come to his rescue. Yes, trust me, it is. It's hope. It's not wish. Because hope is the last thing that dies in human beings. It's the last torch that is going to be turned out.
So he's wishing that he could live a happy life with arms and legs and children and grandchildren.
No, arms and legs. He knows that he does not have those arms and legs.
No, but he wishes that he could. Hope.
I don't understand
okay,
their logic,
all right, though. All right, I'll make you teach yourself, okay?
Okay.
Define hope.
I define hope. Well, hope is the thing that everyone has. Hope is the driving force that keep us living.
Hope is the driving force. I'd say food and water is the driving force that keeps me living.
Yes, but those are as well.
Okay, so hope is the driving force that keeps you living?
Yes.
Hope.
If I have no hope, then why should I leave? I know that there is nothing waiting for me.
Right, okay.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
What I understand from hope is a probability.
Ooh, hope is something that everybody is talking about hope, and no one knows what it is.
Actually, we're going to go and look on Google. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they say. But what I understand from hope is a probability that one gives to the happening or the occurring of an advent event or appearance of a material, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
The probability that one gives out for a certain thing to happen, right?
Okay.
That is hope, right?
So let's believe that is hope.
Okay, yeah, but that's... So you had a definition, I had a theory, you had a theory. Let me see what they say, right? In the dictionary, hope means a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. Right? A feeling, not a desire, a feeling for that desire.
Yeah,
a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. Right. So we defined what? Hope. Mm-hmm. Right? We defined hope.
So let's come out of this terminology session and come to the greatest hope that a person could have.
Oh my God. Why did you skip wish?
That's a wish. So I would rephrase it. What is the greatest wishes for human beings?
The greatest wish is perfection.
Exactly.
Perfection is the greatest wish. Perfection, yeah.
Now we're speaking about the same thing.
All right. Everyone's greatest wish is perfection.
Exactly.
And their idea of perfection may differ.
Exactly.
Your idea of perfection may be a nice handbag.
Exactly.
And my idea of perfection would be...
a big house or a beautiful car.
Yeah, right. But... the greatest wish, ultimately, it is perfection, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people who are very realistic, their greatest perfection is being united with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. Pinning all our hopes on Allah and seeking His forgiveness.
Yeah.
So perhaps that's the biggest wish for all the human beings, for seek prosperity and perfection. I guess they want to get united with Allah. It was a terminology session.
Yeah, but I was interrupted.
What is hope? And then he was interrupted.
My point, my perspective has not been presented to the world.
Yes, we'd give you some more time.
We are being oppressed.
Yes, thank you for listening, dear listeners.
We bid
you farewell.
We
bid you farewell. Thank you for listening. Until another session.
The greater person always.
It's okay. We'll make it up for you. Don't worry.
All right. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My Alpha and Omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.